Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Lightning Light Up podcast for your education and entertainment purposes. Today with me, I have a very special guest. I have Allison Cox that's with me today. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, Travis?
Absolutely wonderful. Give us a little background about you, your teaching, how long you've been teaching, and where you teach.
Okay, well, currently I teach at Nevada Elementary. I went from my first year there, I taught sixth grade, and now I'm getting to move back down to kindergarten. I taught 3 years in first grade at Clinton Primary in Hope, starting out. So this will be my fifth year teaching, fifth year head classroom teacher, what have you.
It's going to be quite a challenge going from sixth grade to kindergarten. How do you prepare for something like that?
Well, I'm actually really excited about it because first grade was all that I knew before that. So really the sixth grade was the challenge because I had no idea. I still don't really know. I just kind of, you know, a lot of times in teaching, they just kind of say, will you do it? And you're like, yep, I can do it. Whatever you want me to do.
I got you. That's what we do as teachers. We have a society that thinks that teachers either are underpaid or overpaid. We don't do it for the money, but tell me, do you believe our salary is equitable, or is there something that we could do to improve our salary situation?
I think at times, like you pointed out before, like there's really no way that we can really put a number on our teaching. And unfortunately, you know, we say we work 8 to 3 and only 5 days a week, but everyone knows that that's just not how teaching works. So I will say, you know, we don't work like a normal 9 to 5 as far as like a time card, and I would never expect for us to always be compensated like that. However, I do know that it also kind of is disheartening, though, when you know that people at entry-level positions at, you know, regular 9 to 5 careers, you know, they're making as much, if not more, than myself with a 4-year degree. So, unfortunately, there's just never going to probably be a good number there. But I think as long as, you know, the thing is, we shouldn't have to be working paycheck to paycheck, and I feel like, unfortunately, most teachers are. So,
All right. We talked about professional development, the importance of professional development. Why this professional development, and what exactly do you expect to get out of this professional development?
This one in particular really interested me because podcasts are becoming a really big trend right now. They obviously have been around forever, but you know, you're just now really seeing them kind of blow up overnight. And this is going to be a great way, hopefully, for me to not only incorporate more technology in the classroom, which is one of the goals that I've made for myself, which, you know, teachers know our PGPs are our professional growth plan. That's one of the things that I have on mind is to use more technology. So, therefore, hopefully this will increase knocking out that as well as my parent communication, which is something we can always, you know, look forward to increasing.
Okay, last question I've got for you is, everybody worries about classroom management. How are we going to manage these kids, keep them in, on task and everything else? You're going from a situation where you had preteens down to, you know, entry-level elementary school kids. How do you change your teaching strategies for classroom management, and what are some of your favorite classroom management programs?
Well, I went through a training about 2 years ago. It's called Capturing Kids' Hearts. And the biggest thing with that is mainly my belief that establishing a relationship first, because once those children, once you have that mutual respect, everything's going to kind of fall in line a lot more. I saw it especially with the older children. I noticed with sixth graders, you know, they respond a lot better with knowing, you know, if you care for me, I can care for you. But the same goes even for the little ones, the babies. The only difference is, you know, you just have to remember that they are coming in, just expect that they don't know a thing. But even with the older ones, too, if you want, you know, just even how do they get a tissue, you have to explicitly tell them, you know, this is what I expect, not, okay, I'm going to run across the classroom, grab the whole box, and throw it all away. Like, no. Tell exactly how you want it to be done. And that's my biggest thing is just letting them know
setting
those expectations.
There we go. Well, thank you so much. And we are going to cut off here and say that we hope that you have an outstanding year. And we really appreciate your time. So for Lightning Lida, and this is Allison Cox, thank you for listening to our podcast. Have
thank
a great
you.
Day.